for Children's Church. And so we bless the children. I love Jesus. Let the little children come to me. And we bless the children as they go. But really, all of us, Jesus says, if anyone's going to enter the kingdom, we must come as little children. And so we come in that childlike place today. So as the kids, children go, I want to invite Linda to come. And Linda's going to share a testimony about what God has been doing in her life. And even as we're singing, I just have that provision or that word that this would be a testimony of the Lord's provision, that he is enough. He is enough. May the Lord encourage us as we hear what God's been doing in your life.
Hi, everybody. Ooh, I bet you can hear me, huh? Just tell me when I need to pull it away. My name's Linda. Most of you do know me. And for those that do know me, also know that I'm a sinner. I'm going to give you a brief picture of the beginning of me. Before I turned 5 years old, my father passed away with a massive heart attack. I think before I turned 6 years old, my mother married a man just because she needed help with her three children. That's what happened in the 60s. Yes, I am that old. So that man that I grew to love and just look up to like crazy, he turned his back on me, and he started molesting me. So he did that for a full 4 years before I had the strength to tell him to stop, because he was supposed to be my father, not my lover. So I get a little older in junior high, and I come to a real low. And so I guess I couldn't deal with who I was, because I was that child. So I tried to take my life, and that didn't happen, as you can see. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I managed to survive my teen years, and got a little older, got married, children. Thank you, Jesus, for them. And then something came over me, and I got stupid again. So I left my husband for the abusive person that was abusing me before, physically and emotionally, socially. Did it in. Then, 35 years of age, I met Tammy Myers, and she basically saved me from the torment I was in. She's such a beautiful, wonderful human being to anybody that she enters their world. She's very private, kind, loving. So I thought God was okay with this relationship that we had, because I wasn't tied up in a car and drugged down the street like people, wasn't beaten up, but we were accepted from society just as we were. And that was a great feeling too. So eventually, you know, Tammy wanted kids. You know, I have two children. Michael is about to turn 39 and Jessica just turned 34. And I love them dearly. Tammy never had kids, so she wanted kids, and I wanted to make her happy, so we went through the foster program. We fostered 14 and adopted the two that you know today as Nicholas and Jason, whom I love very much. To be honest with you, and Jesus knows this as well, that I didn't really want any more children after Jessica. I really didn't want children before Michael, because of what I had gone through as a child, because I was terrified that I would become that person. And just so you know, I never have become that person that hurt me. And I do love those precious kids. Now, for the meat of this story, we're talking about mine and Tammy's relationship. I pretty much fell out of love with her as a spouse some years ago. But my life was what it was. I created it. I'm living in it. So after we moved up to Pennsylvania to be with her family, we finally, an officer actually had to come to our house for one of our children, and he actually invited us to his church. So we went, and it was really good, for a while. During that time, I asked the pastor, how do you forgive such a hurt, such a deep hurt? And he basically said, forgiving is not forgetting, you know. Forgiving is letting go of that pain that you have. So I've told this story to a handful of y'all that in one single day, probably within 15 minutes time, I thought God was laying out dealing cards to me, because he threw about five people to me that I needed to forgive. And I'm like, why? They hurt me. Well, then he brought that to my attention. He brought it to my attention what I did to hurt them. And what I did to hurt them was to pray for evil to happen to them, to curse them to their face, to say ugly, ugly things to them. So, sinner, I was just involved in that role as he was. So I did that. And I'm telling you, that was a cleansing because I had to reach out to those five people. Well, one wasn't a bad thing. One was my best friend that I actually deserted, so I had to ask her. Anyway, back to this story. So I got here about a year after Pastor did. So I say that because that's the part I know. I don't remember what year it came. But in that, I started going to Sunday school, being a part of the church, doing things with. And then started discipleship. Oh, what a game changer for me. I'm telling you, I have the most precious brothers and sisters in my discipleship, who have walked with me through my journey and all that I'm going through. We've had many things happen bad to us since we moved up here. But because of my walk with Jesus and finding out that not only is he with me here today, but he was with me when I was a child, because I can think of many things he saved me from, including the molestation. So where I am right now is that I love my Jesus, and I can't take any credit for anything in my life that he hasn't done for me, because he's done it. And I realize it ain't me, because I couldn't do the things he's done. I go to bed at night just saying, I love you, Jesus, before I go to sleep, because I do. I have seen so many things have happened just in 2 months, people. 2 months. We have lost three people in our lives. Bought a home, which was extremely stressful beyond belief. But through it all, I still trust and count on my Lord, because I'm still walking through it. So I know he's with me at all times. And he has shown me again where he was as a child. God, I cannot thank you enough for that precious son you gave to me. Jesus, what you did for me, I could never, ever do on my own. So thank you, Lord Jesus. You are enough. Another thing I want to say to all of you is that when we walked in this church 4 or 5 years ago, we walked in with, hello, welcome. And not one of y'all looked at us or my family in disgust, anger, frustration. You have all shown Jesus's love and mercy upon our family. And I just want to give y'all a big thanks for that. So I'm just going to ask you now, just pray, continue to pray over me, my walk through the Lord, my family, Tammy and the kids, and their walk with the Lord. I love you, and I thank you all. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Linda. The Lord is more than enough, and because he is more than enough, we can walk through anything. No matter how messy it is, he's more than enough. He is faithful. He is provider. And so would you join me in prayer? Father, we do bless you as provider and as the one who is more than enough. And Father, as we would pray for Linda and Tammy and Nick and Jason, Father, we pray for all of us as well as we are walking the journey with you. We trust in your provision. Father, thank you for your love, for your grace to be able to face very difficult things. And I thank you that as we walk through difficult things, though all of our circumstances are different here in this room, we all have different stories, our one commonality is you. And we declare that you are more than enough. So, Father, may the testimony of your faithfulness and the testimony of your work and the testimony of your love, may it give us confidence to journey into even the most difficult places where you're calling us, knowing that you will never lead us into places that you will not provide for. So even as we contemplate your love this morning, may it lead us to an encounter with your love that would give us courage and strength to be able to step into the hardest things, knowing that you will meet us there. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.